boy, here we go.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Hey, that's me.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, hello, my friends. Welcome to the Bonus Pod Friday. It's been a long week, man. Full week, but don't worry. We got one more week, and then, I'm not kidding. I only get Wednesday off. On Christmas, I get Christmas day off. I have to work Christmas Eve full day, no going home early, no half day, and then back on the 26th. But I took a vacation day on Christmas Eve, my last one of the year. My work has a use 'em or lose 'em thing, and I have one left, so I'm taking off Christmas Eve. So I will be off the 24th and 25th and back at work on the 26th. 26th, though, is really a great day for shopping, going out, getting great deals. And then, by the way, a really good thing, just like Thanksgiving, if you get into the grocery store right after Christmas Day, the 26th, turkeys, hams, things like that will be really, really cheap. And if you have room in your freezer, it's a great move. And think about this. If you can get a turkey, and you can, after a holiday, you can get a turkey for $8-$9, and they're usually $30 or so in there. And all of the meat you get from a turkey, think of how much better just turkey sandwiches. If you literally just buy it, roast it in your oven, take it, slice it just for lunch meat, and put it in Ziploc bags, put it in your fridge, and it lasts you a week. It should last you a week. And it should last more than a week, but I wouldn't want to keep it more than a week. You could freeze some, I guess. And you chop it up. You're going to get your money's worth out of it, because I know sliced turkey even at Costco, which you get the big bulk packs, is like $14 for a pound or two. Turkey is huge. It's such a great deal and so healthy because it's not processed. At that point, you've got a whole fresh turkey and you're getting a much healthier lunch meat just doing that. And I have a slicer, not like a deli slicer, but it's just a one that you slice. Got to watch your fingertips so you don't chop them off. But it's really good. And I do it sometimes, and other times I'm lazy or I don't have time or I can, whatever, and I got some excuse. But it's like working out. It's a really good thing and a really good way to kick off your new year, get set up for your new year with some really healthy, good food, because turkey is a wonderful food. And ham isn't bad. It gets crapped on. It has a lot of sodium in it. It's got a lot of protein in it. And ham is another one. It's not like beef. You can cut the fat right off of ham. You don't have to eat the fat. It doesn't marbleize like beef does. So it's not like you're going to eat a ton of fat, even though fat isn't that bad for you unless you have a heart condition like me. You're going to have a grabber at any moment with your old fat ass. But things to think about. Very, very good. Oh, boy. I have stories, too. I've got stories to talk about. It is a good time. We got my dog walk in tonight. I didn't get home from work until 8 o'clock because on Wednesday night, I'm not kidding, it took me 2 hours to get home, and I'm in, if you guys don't know, if you've watched the news at all, there is massive fires in Malibu. I live very, very close to Malibu, and for the first couple days, as the winds were really gnarly, we were just kind of watching to see if the winds change, we're going to have to evacuate. We're the next town from Malibu, and there's hills and tons of brush and parks and all kinds of crap near my house. We've had to evacuate a few times since we've lived here for fires, and it looked like we were going to have to do that now, which would really suck at Christmas. And my heart really goes out to all of the victims of these recent fires. Here it is Christmas, and their house burned down or just having to be evacuated. And once you go back, you're hosed because all the power lines burned down in that neighborhood. There's going to be no electricity for a while. There's no cell phones. There's no nothing. It is absolutely suckiness. And I don't know how you're going to go back there and have the holidays with no power in these big old houses, but you do what you got to do. I'm just grateful that it changed the Santa Ana winds died down, which is a wind condition we get here in Southern California, where the wind blows instead of in from the ocean, it blows out. It blows from the desert out to the ocean, and that always brings really strong winds, really big gusts, and we always get fires at that time, mostly because there's a bunch of arsonist a-holes running around who start fires at that time because they know they're going to run wild. And did you know that's a sexual thing, by the way? Not to sidebar us here on Fat to Fit or else, but arson people will literally start a fire and then, like, spank it watching the fire. Like, oh, like it's a sexual thing. Arson is a sexual fetish. It's very, very weird. Man. All right, let's get into some stories. Here is a new, I understand it, but at the same time, I'm not so big on it. It is a new thing that young people are doing for their resumes to stand out. And it's a tough job market out there right now. It's really hard to get a good gig. And passé is the time of you saying how you are dealing with the struggles of your non-binary love life and whatever the hell that is. That's over. Now what you're doing is you're being a little braggadocious in your resume and including, like, okay, I was an engineer at this place and I have a degree from here and here and here. I've ran 5 marathons, blah, blah. So they're putting physical fitness achievements into their resumes. And they say, now, obviously, if you're working at like Equinox or trying to be a personal trainer or something like that, that's great. But people are putting it in for engineering jobs and other jobs. And where it's cool to think about this. If you've ran a marathon, you're a focused, driven individual. I partially may be insane, but you're very motivated. That is not an easy thing to do. And someone that's ran 6 or 7 of them, that's a person that's going to get crap done. I understand doing it. It's pretty cool. But like, what am I going to do? Yeah, like 4 years ago, I benched 450 5 times. I'm serious. That's my big brag. But I can't say that now. I can't even bench 135 pounds. My shoulder's done. But it's like, is that my brag? Because I couldn't run a marathon if you were shooting bullets at me. It would be impossible. I can't run a block with you if you were shooting bullets at me. I would just have to fight you or die is what would happen with me. So I can appreciate those accomplishments, but I don't know where it stops. All of these are about people who do marathons or triathlons and all that stuff. Impressive stuff. That's an impressive physical feat, and I do understand doing it, and it does make you stand out from it. They say the danger of it backfiring on you is if you show up and the person doing the interview is they're a fat ass, because it says a sedentary type person. That means they're a fat ass. You get there and they got 4 double chins. And they're like big, fat, bald guy. I like to run marathons. I ran to the kitchen yesterday because I heard there was only 1 donut left. So yeah, that could backfire on you at that point. But I like it. I understand it. It seems all right. I get it. Hopefully you guys, we're in the holiday season. I know I'm doing a holiday party this weekend with friends, getting together, remembering a friend of ours who passed this year. It'll be our first holiday season without that friend, and we are getting together for their December birthday and remembering them, and it will be like a party with some very dear friends, and that is cool. I'm excited to do that, and it will be a fun and emotional time. And hopefully you're either, here's where you are. You're either sticking to your diet and being great and kicking ass, or you're just saying, F it, I'm back come January, I'm back, and you're going to pick it up in January. I'm not mad at either of those. Not mad at all. I found an article written by a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model who is now a fitness influencer. Her name is Katie, and she's got a body like she is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She is toned and gorgeous. And now she says she has the 4 things that people do wrong with the holidays and food. And like we just said, you're either going to you're all in or you're all out. She says a common mistake people do during the holidays is overindulging one day and then drastically cutting it out the next day because of guilt. So let's say you go to your parents and you're like, I'm going to have, like, I did this Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, I did this. I was at my parents' house and I love the food at my parents' house. It is a thing for me. It's comfort for me. It is the food I grew up on and holiday pies and the homemade from scratch pies that my mom makes. I will have one of each, but except for apple. I don't eat apple, but my mom makes apple pie, pecan pie, pumpkin pie. Then my sister-in-law will always make a lemon pie or something, and I'll just be like, I'll have a slice of each, and I just go for it. Now, I don't go home the next day and run my finger down my throat because I don't deal with that kind of guilt, but there's people that do, and they get really sick about it. And Miss Katie, the swimsuit model, says, YOLO, bitches, you only live once. She says, skip the guilt and focus on consistency. Try eating balanced meals, move your body, and remind yourself that it's okay to enjoy special days. You only live once, and the holidays are meant to be celebrated, and they really are. And no one wants to be around, like, nothing more annoying than being at the holidays. Now, granted, if you're there and you're like, hey, do you want a pie? And you're like, yeah, I have diabetes. I can't eat that, or I'm going to have to chop off my foot. Good pass. Solid pass. I do that sometimes, but this year I didn't. I was, like I said, I had one of each slice of pie. I'm like, screw it. I'll just double down on my medication. I'll be good. You can do that. But you can also just be, you know, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the, yeah, sorry, got to get up in the morning, got to run 37 miles, practice for my next marathon. Yeah, that's what I got to do. Got to get up, got to do that, so I can't have no pie. Got to watch my carbs, got to have slow release carbs. You got any brown pasta? Yeah, that's what I want for dessert. Yeah, no. So she says, eat it, enjoy it. And then next day, get back to balanced, regular, you know, a regular diet that you would normally have. All right, mistake number two that people make during the holidays, according to Miss Katie, is focusing on just what to ditch from your diet. She says, instead of thinking, what can I cut, think about what can I add. Just think about how you can incorporate more nutrients into your meals. For example, can you sneak extra carrots into a holiday casserole? Can you add a scoop of nut butter for protein into your cookie recipe? Toss some greens into your morning smoothie, things like that. So you're going to eat that stuff. Think on the other end how you can cheat the other way. Like, all right, how can I get rid of some carbs here? How can I get rid of this? How can I add some vegetables to my thing? And that's really good. Portion control, she says, is really good too. And she says a thing maybe to do if you're there with your workout lover, your gym bro, or your husband or wife, and they're on the same fitness page as you, to maybe share a dessert instead of both having one, and that'll be fine. And also to drink tons of water, staying hydrated helps keep everything in balance. Even if you're overeating and eating crap stuff, water will flush it out. If you really, really drink a lot of water, it will flush it out, and then remember, pack on the protein. So if you're going to overindulge on anything, protein is the thing to do it on. Really overeat on your proteins and stay hydrated. And so here is her next mistake. Says, number four, ignoring forever chemicals. Watch what you eat. There are forever chemicals that can be very harmful. A lot of them linked to a whole host of health problems, including high cholesterol, hey, got that, thyroid disease, liver damage, asthma, obesity, cancer, all kinds of stuff, and they show up in your blood work, and they are really, really bad. So read the labels, know what you're eating, try to be as organic and clean as you can. On the food tip, on the dessert tip, I made a thing this week. I was wanting a dessert, and I'm really trying to be better. But I had a sweet tooth, and I saw this recipe, and it was all right. I'm not going to tell you, oh my God, it's phenomenal, and I hate that. I hate that. F you TikTok effers, F you fake influence mofos, F all of you when they make some really healthy dessert or something and then they eat it and they make the face like, oh, oh. You know the face because they all do it. They take a bite and they're like, oh, just the most amazing thing I've ever eaten. It's all bullshit. It's not half as good as a real cookie. If I wasn't a diabetic, high cholesterol, high blood pressure having fat ass, I'd be eating real cookies, but I'm not supposed to do that because I've effed myself up. So the alternative is okay. I'm going to tell you this is okay. You don't need to make this. It isn't a must have because it was very okay. I took applesauce, and actually the recipe was to take just plain applesauce and mix it with powdered peanut butter. I do put that a lot into, I'll have like plain yogurt with some powdered peanut butter in it, and then I will put in some of my keto granola in there, or just nuts in general, or in some maybe some berries, and I will have that for breakfast sometimes. But this was, take your powdered peanut butter and mix it with the applesauce until it was clumpy, then put it in the freezer for about 10 minutes, then you scoop it into balls and dip it into a dark chocolate, and it's a healthy snack. I did it a little different. I did one pack of applesauce and then one really ripe banana, and I mix it up because I'm like, damn, peanut butter, banana, and chocolate is a win-win-win to me. And it was okay. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, it was just like eating a Reese's peanut butter cup. Oh my God. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't at all. In fact, and it wouldn't hold its shape very well, so I had to keep it in the freezer so they're frozen. Now they're more like ice cream treats, but they're good. And when I need a sweet thing, I go in there. Tonight, though, I went to Costco, and I've told you guys my daughter now has to be gluten-free, so I'm really making an effort to not be a dick and just buy a bunch of stuff and be like, you can't have this, but this is for me and your mom. So I'm trying to, everything I buy, all snacks, I'm trying to buy gluten-free. And there is a brand of popcorn that's a certified gluten-free, and it's a healthy, and you can get it at every grocery store, like, and it's got a like a Buddha on it. I'm not even sure of the name brand, but they have two flavors. They have one that's just Himalayan salt, and then the other one is a butter flavor, and they're pure and very gluten-free, and I found at Costco tonight a whole case of individual bags, which is cool. That was awesome. So I bought that, 28 bags of it in there. So we have that now in my house. And also Lay's potato chips are, I can't have those because of the cholesterol factor, but that is gluten-free. Plain, basic Lay's. Most basic potato chips are gluten-free. Some, if in the seasonings and stuff, there'll be some type of wheat in there, so you got to watch it. Not all potato chips are, but most potato chips are gluten-free. Some corn chips are, some aren't. But I've found these little, they look like miniature Reese's peanut butter cups is what they look like, but they're cookies and cream. They have no sugar. They're gluten-free. And then Costco had them, and they had one of those instant coupons. So they were $5 a bag. So I bought two bags, and I got them home. I really want to try one. And I ended up having four because they were delicious. They have no sugar. They are gluten-free, and they are like a little miniature peanut butter cup with, feels like an Oreo cookie on top, and then the filling is like a almost like an Oreo cookie cream filling inside. And they were really freaking good. And they hit the chocolate spot, the dark chocolate, sugar-free chocolate. It was really, really good. Oh, I also used sugar-free dark chocolate when I made those peanut butter, applesauce, banana things. It's worth doing. Things to think about. Watch the videos. You'll get good ideas. Make it to your taste. I always make, when I have to dip anything in chocolate, like even a rice cake with chocolate on it, you can buy those at Trader Joe's. Thin, thin rice cakes with dark chocolate on top of them, already made. Those are really good. But sometimes I'll make those at home myself. And I always use sugar-free chocolate chips mixed with some coconut oil. And I mix it and put it in, and it's really good. But I got to watch the coconut oils, all the oils, because I have a heart issue. It's a pain in the ass. All right, here is another story. Let's get into this story. And it talks about people who have willpower, what they have. And they say, even if you aren't one with willpower, you can get it. And there is a, say it's a mindset. And they found out people that have a growth mindset have a ton of willpower and can really stick to things and workouts and do that. And they say, here are 10 tips to get that growth mindset, 10 ways to ditch the fixed mindset, which is the bad mindset, which has no willpower if you're just kind of fixed in your ways. But you get the growth mindset. They say, become self-aware. Note what happens when you make a mistake or face an obstacle. Learn from others with a growth mindset. Get their tips and feedback. Don't be a know-it-all. Seek out knowledge from other people who are, you know, you see somebody that has a ton of willpower and they have a tip for you, maybe listen to it. Write down your goals so you have a better chance of achieving them. Don't just change them every week as you get on the scale and you're sucking. Here we go. Prioritize these goals over focusing on your traits and skills, which is behavior characteristic of a fixed mindset. So prioritize your goals over focusing on your traits and skills. Accept new challenges and remind yourself that they are opportunities to grow and learn. Change your outlook on failure, which is a chance to learn or discover something new. A lot of us, myself included at times, I'm weird. I have the fixed mindset often, but I have the growth mindset sometimes, and I really just pop when I'm in, I go. But that's a really good thing that you fail and don't, you know, it's all right. We pull back on the stick and let's go. Bring this bird back up in the air and let's keep flying. Like, don't have to crash into the ground because you failed at one thing. Look at it as, all right, why did I fail? What did I do? Let's not do that and learn from your mistake. Be patient with yourself. Progress isn't linear. Regressing before progressing is part of the process. And that goes with anything, with dieting, with sobriety. You one step forward, two steps back often. And it's got to be patient with yourself and very forgiving of yourself. Celebrate the success of others and ask them how they did it. If you see someone, let's say it was running a marathon, and you see someone and they're like, yeah, I just, you know, ran my first marathon. And you're like, man, I can't get past that 10K. Like, how do you do it? How did you train? What did you do? Get some tips from them. Collect feedback from others and use it to improve. So if you're like, well, I've been doing, let's say you talk to that person that ran the marathon and you're like, well, they're like, well, I ran 12 miles a day and then I went up to 15 and then right before the marathon, I ran 20 and I was ready. Okay. Well, I've been running 5 and then I went up to 7 and then I went back down to 5 because my foot hurt. And they said, all right, well, that's not going to work. You got to bump it to that. Like, listen to them and get their feedback and use it to improve your training. Tell yourself that you may not be good at something yet, but you just need time to practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice, practice, practice. Someone who, like, we look at great basketball players. Kobe Bryant had gifts, but I think the greatest gift that guy had was just the killer mindset. Dude was locked in, and he was not going to be denied, and he would go to the gym and practice all night sometimes before the team practiced in the morning. They'd get there, and he'd be there, and they'd be like, when'd you get here? And he'd be like, I never left after yesterday's practice. I stayed through. And he would just shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot and perfect something, working on a new shot, and he would perfect it. And that's, you get that mindset, man, nothing's going to stop you. You're going to be really good, and if there's something you're not good at, you're going to master it eventually because you're going to just push, 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 push. You're going to have that growth mindset. And Kobe's a great example of it. Now, Kobe's a bit of a psychopath. He was so locked in, but that was his job too. It wasn't like he was doing it for fun. He didn't have a full-time job on the side. His full-time job was basketball and being, you know, absolutely physically fit. So something to think about. Hope you guys are doing well on your journey. Hope you guys are keeping it on the tracks. Maybe you're kind of, you know, stop and go through the holidays, and that's okay. Because you're going to get back. We'll have July. July. We're going to have January here. It's one of those J months. We're going to have January, and everyone's back in the gym, and everyone's trying to get dialed back in, and hopefully you'll stick to it longer than through February. So be kind to yourself, But enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, enjoy the holidays. I'll be back again on Monday morning with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. I'll see you then.